Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Run like a wild man.
I want you to struggle and I want you to wrestle with them angels.
Here he is. From Auburn University, Bo Jackson.
The correct Jordan Hare Stadium time is 8:42 p.m. Central Daylight Time. Your digital audio device is tuned into the Orange and True podcast, harbored by College of Magnolia. And I guess Vox Media. I'm Son of Crow. Greetings and salutations, Orange and Truthers. You can find me at Son of Crow 2 on Twitter. But really, Son of Crow on Venmo is how you most know me. To one side of me is the rumor monger, Ryan Starrett, at Ryan S. Starrett. The S is for sipping on some water tonight.
It's a great week, Crow. You know what? Got a new hardcore history.
That's true. We did get a new hardcore history.
That makes my week five hours long.
I can't wait.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sinking my teeth into
that. We're going to break that down once we're done with it.
To the other side of me giving you full Fort Payne ASMR, a man of taste, a man of leisure, a man with an X-Man t-shirt on, a man who has 100 years of down home running through his blood, AU Chief.
The older the violin, the sweeter the music.
Now we're talking. I was going to say something about berries and juice, and I'm not going to do it. So, this week in Auburn soccer...
Yeah.
Man alive, guys.
Look, hadn't been a great season, but...
Beat Alabama.
Hell yeah.
A great man named David Housel, who... You can find him at Chappie's.
Oh, yeah. He's once, at Chappie's. Once, Old court.
He's Chappie's right now, probably, as far as I know. I used to work at the athletic department a long time ago, former life. And he used to knock... I probably told this story 100 times. He used to knock on the door of our office, of the student assistant's office, the people who didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And open the door and look in the mirror and look inside of us and go, hey, what are y'all doing today to beat Alabama? And we'd have to give him an answer. So yeah. Like, well, working on this media guide.
Is that sign hanging in the locker room somewhere?
It needs to be.
It's kind of like play like a champion today, but what are you doing to beat Alabama?
But what I liked about it was it wasn't, he thought that we were beating them. Writing the best article.
Yeah.
And if you were wearing a red shirt, he would say, I'll tell you what's not beating them is wearing that red shirt and he'd close the door.
Oh, man. You guys were probably his favorite people in the whole department.
Probably, because we loved him.
Yeah, he loved him. He didn't have to pay you?
Yeah, exactly. Well, they pay us a little bit.
Yeah.
It's a public university.
Yeah, but they're not firing. He's not firing. He doesn't have to fire anyone.
Paying you more than the players.
Well, we beat the Auburn women's soccer team that I'm part of.
The Royal We.
Beat the University of Alabama Crimson Tide. 3-2.
In thriller.
Double overtime.
For how many times?
For the seventh straight year, Wardang.
We're on the index finger now? Pointer finger?
Man alive.
Karen Hoppe. Better than Tommy Tuberville.
Seven.
Can we get some shirts next year that say fear of the middle finger?
It's not really a rivalry if they don't ever beat you, though, is the issue.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
The Iron Bowl of soccer, they should just leave the trophy at the complex here when we go to Alabama. Because they're not going to win.
What's that trophy called, I wonder?
That's a great question. Probably the Iron Bowl Soccer Sportsmanship Award.
It can't be the Foy ODK.
No.
Maybe that's what they should do with the Foy ODK trophy, though, is calculate.
Tickets to every event.
Well, is it a composite score? An aggregate, yeah, of all
Texas and A&M, I think, did that at one point.
Really?
They're not rivals, though.
And like, but it wasn't them. It was like Texas A&M, TCU. It was a bunch of schools. Like something in the Big 12. I don't know.
It was like the Texas Cup.
Kind of like the Commander in Chief's trophy.
Yeah.
They all kind of play for it.
Although, I don't think making that up, but I think that's true. Look.
Texas should just
it
be
sounds
true.
Texas.
Country.
Texas. Well, guys, it was a good game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Auburn was up 1-0. 1-0. Then it was 2. It was 1-1. Then it was 2-1 Auburn. Then it was 2-2. Go to overtime. Go to the second overtime. And a beauty of a goal gives Auburn the lead. And it gives Auburn the lead and it's sudden death or
it was a worldie.
Golden goal. A what?
It was a worldie.
It was a worldie.
It was soccer shooting. It was a golden goal.
Golden goal. We should name, we should have a soccer specific podcast called Golden Goal, if you ask me.
I gotta tell you, the ladies gave me my only sports victory of the weekend, so thank you, ladies.
Well, luckily I switched from being an Everton fan to being a Manchester City fan last year, and I'm so glad, that I did that.
I don't know.
Because what happened to Everton this week is exactly why.
I mean, did you...
I watched the game. I abandoned ship because of games like that.
So, for those playing at home, they just put in video review this year in the Premier League, and video assistant referee is what they call it. After finally caving, because two summers ago now, mm-hmm. one summer ago, was the World Cup, and it went great at the World Cup. It was the best implemented video replay system I've ever seen in my life.
It's gone great really everywhere except
England
right now.
I mean, it's been bad this whole time. No referee's call on the field has been overturned this entire season until, guess who? Everton this weekend. And there was a coming together of players. It wasn't even really a coming together. Two guys were going after a ball. One guy stepped on the other guy's foot completely on accident. In no universe is this a red card anywhere.
Right. Well, not even a yellow.
No, it's not a foul.
Yeah.
And they go to the referee just waves it on, doesn't even like look at it. And then they stop it and they call him in because Lee Mason, possibly the worst official on the face of the planet in any sport,
Angel Hernandez?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is in the replay booth. Apparently had to watch it 14 times and then decided, okay, yeah, it's a red card. For reference, it's like football, American football, in that it has to be clear and obvious that the wrong call was made.
So this is almost like...
If you have to watch it 14 times, that's not clear and obvious in any way.
This is almost like getting a holding call that actually hurts you.
My buddy Jamie has
Here's
a hypothetical for everybody. My buddy Jamie has this idea. Shout out to Jamie in Charlotte. He's a Baylor fan. He doesn't listen to this podcast. However,
He should. We talk about Baylor.
No. This week, listen to Hardcore History. Come back to us later.
His idea for replay is that referees get 3 full speed replays.
Oh, yeah. You can't slow it down?
From every angle. 3 from each angle. So you might end up with 9 or 10 total. But they're all full speed. And you get 3 from each angle. Boom, boom, boom.
Everything looks worse in slow-mo.
And then that's it. If you can't decide after that, it's over.
It's over.
Plus, there's a 1 minute.
Yeah, yeah. This sucker took 5 minutes.
Yeah, it was forever.
Is there a reason we can't implement tennis technology? Because that seems to work great.
There is.
Ready for robot referees. Referees.
The only reason they don't do it in soccer, I've been told, it's a two-headed monster. One, the curse of the way we've always done it. And two, FIFA believes that anything they implement at the
World Cup level,
that the third league, Jamaican league, has to be able to do it as well.
Yeah.
So that's why.
So anyway, a penalty was awarded on this. They scored the penalty, and then everything just falls apart after that. And then the other team scores again in the added time that was only added on the amount.
Because they reviewed that play.
Yeah. And Everton loses. So
good times. Back to
Sid Richards podcast
with the amazing goal, the game winner, a howler.
A howler,
not a howler, a screamer.
Yeah, screamer.
If you will. It was a great game.
Howlers with the goalie.
The goalie did. There was a howler on the back left for Alabama that she made a really horrible defensive mistake. Mm. But it was the second overtime. She's probably exhausted. And their horrible pink uniforms, breast cancer awareness. I don't know if anybody watched
it. Oh, yeah, the NFL gave up on that.
Yeah, because I think they were all aware.
Yeah, yeah.
We're all aware.
I think we all realize more people die of prostate cancer than breast cancer.
But we're all, I mean, no, whatever. So
no, we really are all aware.
We're all aware. It's a horrible thing. It's the worst thing in the entire world. Everyone's affected by it. Everyone knows somebody who's died of it.
Yes, yes.
We're all aware.
Death rates are going way down on it, too.
Sure.
Which is great. Good times. I don't think the NFL wearing pink had anything to do with that. But
well, now they're doing a different kind. Now they're doing just all cancer in the NFL.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's called like catch it quick, something like that.
Cancer really sucks.
Cancer really sucks. That's the official stance of the Origin Tree podcast. Yeah. Auburn Twitter's official podcast. Guys, do you want to talk a little bit about basketball?
Yeah, maybe give me a break. A week away.
All right, we're
by the time you're listening to this, you will be a week from game day.
Oh man,
well, we
it's so good.
Yeah. Next Tuesday,
there's a game this week.
Sort of.
We play and
not so
an
exhibition this week.
We play an exhibition. Was there not
an exhibition?
Is there not an exhibition on Friday?
On Friday.
Yeah. Who we play?
Walgreens.
No.
Walgreens.
No, I'm sorry. Walgreens. Wrong
store. CVS. It's not CVS.
Rite Aid.
No.
Lincoln Memorial.
I actually don't know the name of the school, so I need you to say it.
Yeah,
real
you
quick.
Need to say it.
The hands didn't help.
No.
It's Eckerd.
That's right, Eckerd's. We had an Eckerd's in my hometown, actually.
I've never heard of Eckerd's.
It is down in Florida somewhere. I'm not totally sure where.
I must have had it in
Is it a D3 school?
Man, I'm not even sure.
Our first real game is next week.
Correct. Next Tuesday, Georgia. We'll talk about that one next week.
Yeah. But we did have, as you just mentioned, a closed doors secret scrimmage this week. Yesterday.
In which we totally lost to Troy.
On Sunday or Saturday? Sunday.
Well, I don't know. It's a secret.
Oh. We didn't lose to Troy, though.
Yeah.
From what I heard.
Eckerd College is an intercollegiate. Yeah, well, never mind. Mm. They're Division II.
Okay.
They're Division II.
Okay.
I really don't think
they are in St. Pete.
We
didn't lose to Troy.
We lost to Barry.
There's a decent chance they're in a strip mall.
We didn't lose to
St.
Troy. Today, I don't know if you guys saw
strip
this.
Strip mall, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Last night, we didn't know if we won or not because it was a close scrimmage with Troy.
Mm.
But there was an Alabama blogger who released that we lost. And then Alabama Twitter went crazy over Auburn lost.
They
to
do
Troy.
Realize we won the SEC after losing to Barry in a real open exhibition.
They also realized
correct.
That we went to the Final Four last year.
Yeah.
However, then it turned out we won by 10.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy who
turns
started
out,
it
doesn't
deleted
matter.
All of his tweets.
Turns out it doesn't matter what happened.
Right. What you need to know about these scrimmages is the chances are the rotation is just wacky.
Yeah, Bruce, I did see talk of Bruce talking about he doesn't know what our rotation is yet. He hasn't really gotten it down.
Chances are he probably
fine.
He played guys that may not play again.
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah.
And basketball is 100% about matchups and 100% about what five you've got on the court together. Mm-hmm. And Bruce is trying to figure out what five play. And so he's just throwing matchups out there. Okay, let's see how Austin plays with Anthony. Okay, let's see how Austin plays with D'Angelo at the four. All right, let's put D'Angelo at the three and put Anthony at the four and put Stretch at the five. And just trying to just see who plays together. But you might not see that again, some of the matchups he used to do.
I mean, you will probably see it this Friday in the exhibition.
Yeah, you could. Yeah.
And are you guys going?
I am going.
I've missed the last two exhibitions, so I'm not going to go to this one.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like an A-Day game. It'll scratch the itch, but you're not really going
to
learn that much.
I'd like to go and see our new guys, especially this year, because it's a bunch of new guys. But I'm just not going to break the...
I'm going to break the seal?
Yeah, there's a little mojo we got going here. We've won an SEC championship twice.
Tell me, Chief, did you go to any exhibitions before the last 2 years?
Yes, I went to the one 3 years ago.
Okay.
I went to one where we beat an HBCU by a ton. And I remember thinking, holy cow.
And then we were awful?
Yeah, we're going to be incredible. We scored like 120 points in that game.
Man alive. I'm so excited about basketball. I wanted to play another game after we lost that game in Minnesota. So I've been really wanting to get back to basketball.
He said that because then he, me, and Jeremy went, found a hoop, got a game
going.
Yeah, just, he meant physically he wanted to play.
We killed these Virginia fans.
I had to work off some emotions.
They got I got some buckets on them. All right, let's take a quick break.
You ready?
Showtime. On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
We're back, Jack. All right.
That was a great podcast that was just you just heard about.
Which one?
Oh, it's the one with the people talking.
Yeah.
It's the one with the people talk for like an hour or so.
Yeah. About the news of the day.
It's very informative.
Yeah. I'm sure you can learn a lot about it.
Unless it's the full cast.
And possibly wrong.
Probably better than this one. So, actually, guarantee it's a better made podcast than this one. So
maybe. I don't know.
Unless it's the full cast, in which case it's about the same level of value. We are going to go to Twitter questions.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have show notes. I'm just making this up. Did you make
show notes? I sent you show notes.
There were some limited.
No, I haven't looked.
It's limited show notes. Are we on task here? Like, what are we?
We are going to go back and do a few things.
This is great.
Oh, did we skip some stuff?
We did.
No, not us. Drew Carter?
Drew Carter.
Go with his question?
Drew Cater.
Oh, sorry.
John Carter?
John Carter Mars, Drew which Cater. We were talking about
earlier. Yeah, we were talking about that movie earlier.
Go watch it. It's okay.
Sean Carter.
At Drew Cater, will Javon be the true number one point guard this season, or will he have to split time with Turbo?
I think he'll be true number one.
Great question. I think Javon is going to start the season as the true number one, and that's all I'm willing to say. But I believe that through the non-conference play at least, Bruce is riding Javon. And I think he should. I think Javon, by the end of the year, he was the third or fourth best player on the team.
He was great.
He was really good.
He was one of the hottest players in the postseason.
Yes.
We don't make it to the Final Four without him.
Nope. You're right.
That's not to say he was better than Jared Harper or anything like that, or that he's one of the best point guards in the conference, but he is a good player.
And he's athletic as all get out. Which, when you've got a post like Austin and Anthony, who are not the fastest players on earth, you've got an extremely quick point guard, which allows those two guys to take up space and space the floor in a way that allows him to get to the basket. You want to match that. If you have a fast point guard and really quick front court, that's great too. But if you've got a slower front court, you can still push the pace with a one-man fast break like Javon McCormick. You look at like the Thunder in Oklahoma City for a while. They had Russ, and then they had Steven Adams. Steven Adams can't run with me, but Steven Adams was able to play a lot of good trail basketball as Russ pushed the pace. You get a point guard who pushes the pace fast break wise on a break, on a transition. What normally happens then is that the trailer man, which is at this point your slower post, your Austin Wiley, is unguarded for the most part, which means Javon's able to drive to the basket. Oh, he gets stopped. Well, no one's guarding Austin. Throws the ball straight up in the air, and we have an alley-oop dunk. This is how Steven Adams made so many points. I watched the Mavs do it with Porzingis and Luka 20 times on the game yesterday. Like, eventually teams will have to start guarding the trail man.
So long as Austin's got his hands figured out.
Right. The Grizzlies literally won the game running a play based on this last night with Ja Morant and Jay Crowder. But the trail man, Jay Crowder, spotted up for three. It was an out of timeout, full court play that they ran in which the guy who threw the ball in trailed, was unguarded, ended up top of the key, boom, game over. He wins the game. So you're going to see if Austin Wiley can add a three-point shot to his game.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I didn't know we were going there.
Then you've got a guy who can space the floor that way, and Javon has another place that he can go with the basketball.
All that to say,
Anthony does do that.
Yes.
Sorry, I think Javon fits better with the slower post. I don't know. And so, Turbo's the same kind of guy, so it's not like there's going to be some sort of change of pace.
Yeah, I think Turbo ends up playing about as much as Javon did last year.
At the end of the year?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
So my question is, like,
10 minutes a game, maybe.
Yeah.
I'll say.
My question is, Javon was great as a backup point guard in that he didn't really have to run the offense. I mean, he could be out there and give Jared some minutes and continue scoring. But
yeah.
I don't know how well he's going to be able to be the general on the court.
This is a role Turbo's going to have to get into anyway, because he's not going to be starting next year either, right? Sharif.
Theoretically.
Sharif will be here. And then maybe the next year Turbo starts starting point guard, right? I mean, I don't know. Is that
theoretically the league?
Right, because Sharif's going to be gone.
Right.
But yeah, I think Javon's showed us enough at the end of last year that he can be the number one guy, and I don't see any reason why he wouldn't be.
Does he need to shoot the same number of threes as Jared? Mm-mm. Not the same percentage. No. The same number.
No, we don't need him to shoot threes. What we need Samir to shoot threes.
We're gonna score a lot more.
We weirdly need Anthony to shoot threes.
Yeah. Anthony needs to make more threes.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna be more. A surprising number of points in the paint this year.
Almost all of your experience is at the 4 and 5.
Yes.
Yeah.
But our four is still shooting threes.
Your three-point question is good, because Okoro's not a three-point shooter.
No.
Samir's a good percentage shooter, but he's not necessarily he wasn't a volume shooter last
year. Dangelo can shoot threes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need Dangelo to shoot threes. We need Samir to shoot a lot of threes. A lot of threes. Javon, not a bad three-point shooter. He just doesn't do it ever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would say we don't need him to shoot the volume Jared shot. We don't need anybody on that team to shoot the volume Bryce shot. No one on the team should do that because they can't do it. But somebody's going to have to make some three-pointers.
We may just not be scoring as many points as we did last year. That just may be down to that.
Defensive team. If Okoro is the defensive...
All of a sudden, I'm really out on this team.
Yeah.
I need to not be...
Okoro is the defensive wizard that he's been touted to be, pairing him with Samir, who was one of the
only problem is last year. We're replacing defensive wizard Chuma Okeke with defensive wizard Okoro, who does not score the kind of points that Chuma can score.
He can score.
I just think we're going to have a lot more points in the paint. I think we're going to have a lot more driving the lane.
Yeah.
A lot more getting Austin the ball. Like, we need Austin to score about 15 points a game.
Yeah.
At least.
Do you know, are you aware of the phrase grit and grind, Ryan?
Sure.
Do you know what it
is? Is there a specific context I'm looking for?
Grits and gravy?
Grit and grind basketball.
No.
Not the character from the Chappelle Show.
From 2010 to 2017, the Memphis Grizzlies were known as the Grit and Grind Grizzlies. Hmm. They were known for that because they had Zach Randolph and Marc Gasol. And then
Marc Gasol is the fat Gasol brother.
Who is former Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah.
An incredible player.
Yeah, not the Laker type.
Matter of fact, in Germany, a lot of guys call me Marc Gasol. That's that look like. I don't look like Marc Gasol. So
no,
not at all.
Like not.
We're both white. That's about as close as it gets.
But you and everyone else in Germany.
Yeah, but all the Germans are
sure.
It's the Germans.
Yeah, grit and grind. They were known for Tony Allen, who is a menace on defense. Mm-hmm. Mark, who is also former DPOY. And then Zach Randolph, who can play defense too. They were known to just bruise teams, win a bunch of low-scoring games, and just do the most dirty work you possibly can. They got loose balls. They were a working man's team, basically.
Silly Auburn football team, is that what I'm hearing?
Well, they were really successful. I mean, they went to the Western Conference Finals, I think, once.
Yeah. So I think it would be football team.
I think it would be a little more high scoring than that team, but
maybe not one of the.
It's going to be. We're going to have a lot of transition points, which is what Bruce Pearl teams are known for is transition points.
Yeah, it's going to be
not a lot of transition threes.
Right. I mean, they had Mike Conley, or Mike Conley in this case is Javon McCormick.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, similar players.
Yeah.
So if Bruce wants to go grit and grind template, they could. It's just not going to be as pretty a basketball as Auburn had last year.
No.
Yeah. It's going to look very different. It's going to look a lot more like the Tennessee teams Bruce had.
Yeah.
Which, in a lot of ways,
were fun to watch anyway. I mean, they were still fun to watch, those Tennessee teams.
I mean, we looked like Villanova 2 years ago.
Honestly, the team we see this year may be more like the team that Bruce Pearl wants to build than what we've had.
Do you think Bruce expected to build a team of three-point shooters when he signed Jared and Bryce as freshmen? Was that the vision, or was it like, hey, these are some decent basketball players, we'll see where they end up?
No, I think once...
Do you think he knew what he had before they got to campus is kind of what I'm thinking?
I think he did in Jared. I really do think he did. I think he saw the potential in Bryce. I mean, it was pretty clear Bryce had some things to work through his first couple of years here.
And he did.
And he worked through them, and, I mean, he's a great player.
Yeah.
One of the all-time greats at Auburn. And I think Bruce could see the potential. I think Bruce saw Jared as a guarantee. Like, this kid's special. I don't know if he saw that with Bryce. He did see Horace as Jets rep.
Sure.
Did we retire number two? Is anybody wearing it this year?
I don't know. I think somebody's wearing one.
Yeah, somebody's wearing one. I think you gotta wait 10 years before you start retiring.
Well, Auburn does the unofficial retirement. Like true. Two in football has not been worn since 2010.
It's hard to do. Well,
retired? Jerry would be the one that would they.
Bryce gets a little extra credit for being
a senior 4-year guy that started it all.
Build the statue, guys. Build the Final Four team.
Yes,
the whole statue, team. The whole team. A statue out in front of the building.
Put a speaker on it, and it's just Malik singing.
Sure.
The best player in the German second league. Dub,
maybe in all Germany. You can't prove me wrong.
Today the second league. Tomorrow the world. All right.
Hang on. Yeah, basketball. Before we leave basketball.
Oh, yeah.
No, we got dude, basketball season starts next week.
I know. I'm excited.
We're going to do an all-decade team that you need to go online and vote on.
Well, do we want to talk about that while we're here? Crow, what's your all-decade team?
Well, I don't have it with me. I voted twice on the site.
I didn't even know we had this going on. I'm out of it, guys.
Yeah, you've got an excuse.
I don't know anything.
I voted for Jared. I voted for Bryce. I voted for...
That's it, everybody.
Frankie, I think. I voted for KT. KT. And...
Vaught?
Chris Denson. I want to say it was all-decade. Fifth guard.
Oh,
God, yeah, I vote for five guards.
Yeah, so the way I said it,
I voted for five guards
and five forwards so that I could build a first and second team.
Okay. I voted for Chuma. I voted for Anfernee, I think. I voted for Kenny G.
Kenny G.
I voted for Austin. I think I put Mustafa. I think he was my fifth forward.
Mustafa, man.
So yeah, I had a
you could similar do big things. Ballot. You probably voted for Pat Kine. And
I took him off the ballot.
He was on the ballot.
I put anybody that started on the ballot. I had Jared
disqualified.
He had like five votes, man.
Oh my god! Of course,
there.
No, comedy votes. That's all those.
No, I voted for Jared, Bryce, KT, Chris Denson, and I gave Tyshawn Zadida a vote.
Oh yeah,
He probably isn't one of the best five guards in the last decade, but
he's good. There are a lot of players on there that are on the same.
Yeah,
like Dixon Tatum,
ADT.
I forgot all about ADT.
ADT can flat out play.
He got drafted into the
Tyler Harris, maybe the most underrated talent at Auburn.
He was one of the last people to get a vote.
I voted for him.
One of the most boring talents at Auburn, but he was good.
Flat out play.
Solid, man.
Yeah. And
not as good as his brother. But
Antoine Mason, solid player.
Yeah. God, I forgot about these early.
You think if Chuma gets hurt and we've got Tyler Harris, we win a national championship this year.
Yeah.
If Tyler Harris is coming in for Chuma,
sure.
He can do that good enough to win national, to beat the Virginia team.
Sure.
He was not Chuma. He was poor man's Chuma Okeke, and he was really good.
Homeless man's Chuma Okeke.
Ah, man. He's in the G League still. He's been in the G League since he got out. His brother's one of the
His brother's
25
better.
Best players in the NBA right now.
Yeah, his brother's better. Let's just be honest about that.
There's position previews going up on the site. I might write a little bit about X's and O's. I found some.
Crow, I'm hoping you're going to write a little something for us about we've got Jared. Just kind of looking back.
I already did that.
A retrospective?
Just walk us through.
I already did that.
Do it again.
Why don't you say that for like a year later?
Yeah.
I need to say that.
We need to look
at it. Because I want to make sure it's on everybody's minds as we get into the season.
10
because
years.
We don't have the goal.
We don't have Jared.
The goal is for you to be a celebrity in this year.
Oh.
Well, the team already sang my song once this year.
I know somebody that knows the lady that does a celebrity in.
Well, there you go. That's all it takes is a celebrity in.
Alan McNeil, you know him.
I know Alan McNeil. I could probably be a celebrity in. I don't know.
You probably could.
Hey, here's the deal.
Look, we have a lot of games. Where
we're starting a College of Magnolia online.
It needs to be a league game.
Twitter movement.
It should be a league
to game. Make Crow a celebrity. I don't care if it's a league
game. No, it needs to be a league game.
I don't care if I'm the celebrity in at a Christmas break it game. It doesn't need to be me there.
Let's not just say any game because it could be at the exhibition this weekend. Nobody's going to be at that game.
That'd be perfect for me. No. All right.
I mean, if we can get Alabama, we'll do it for Alabama.
The celebrity. No, it's going to be Gus or it's gonna Derek be
Josh
Brown
Donaldson.
Or Josh Dollard.
No,
Josh Dollard played for the Lebo era. He was great.
I thought was you just he? Didn't know Josh Donaldson's name.
No, I know Josh Dollard. Josh Dollard. You don't know Josh Dollard's name.
Are the Braves going to re-sign Josh Donaldson?
Man, I hope so. I like having him.
I don't like how that. Man, I hope so. That's not very reassuring.
I mean, I'm not really super confident in how much money the Braves are going to spend.
All right, I put out some Twitter questions, you guys. Here we go. Let's see how. I wrote a series of tackling questions for the podcast tonight. Got a lot of good ones. First question. Yes, but I'm keeping them to myself, from Josh Dub.
Okay? Oh, thanks, Dub.
And I said, okay, you can tell me here. Nobody reads conversational tweets. And he said, can I get a reaction on the re-signing of Yevgeny Gidich by Astana? Well, here's the thing, Josh. Yevgeny Gidich. Astana Pro Team Cycling is a really good team. They've won a couple of Grand Tours. I think Astana's not as good as what they were. I don't think Astana's got what it's going to take next year to challenge from the big teams. But Gidich is a nice talent. Like, he's not a half bad rider. He's Kazakh. So Astana, perfect for him because it's a Kazakh government-owned team, so they kind of probably have him as long as they want him. He's a really good time trialist.
Is that where Borat's from?
It is where Borat's from.
Okay.
Some people think they started a cycling team as part of their, like, advertising mechanism to, in, like...
Visit Kazakhstan?
Nah, yeah, more like educate us on their country as being more than just...
Not Borat.
So...
Crow, while you were talking about soccer, we found out what the trophy is for Auburn Soccer.
Oh, what is it?
It's just the Iron Bowl Soccer Trophy.
Now we're talking!
Thanks, thanks, Alcantara, for helping us out there.
What if Sagan, Peter Sagan? Same
Carl?
Sagan.
Carl?
It's Peter Sagan.
Saban?
Sagan. They're not related, but that might mean that Carl is Slovak. Was on Quick Step.
Sagal?
No.
Oh, okay, Sagan.
Peter Sagan... This Sotera? Person, Brett Stuckey, Man? Who is a great follow. If you don't follow Brett Stuckey on Twitter, he's a good one.
I wonder if he's related to the Stuckey's truck stop empire.
I follow Brett Stuckey on Twitter as of right now. Brett Stuckey, always up for some cycling questions. What if Peter Sagan was on DeQuinnick Quick Step? Guys, what you guys don't realize, DeQuinnick Quick Step, one of my favorite teams. Peter Sagan, favorite cyclist. If he was on Quick Step, I'd probably have a Quick Step kid on doing this podcast. Mm. Makes sense. He rides specialized bikes. They ride specialized bikes on Quick Step. Basically, if you have Sagan, you ride specialized bikes. He's that big of a deal. It's kind of like if you have Nick Saban, you're switching to Nike. They're going to make sure that happens. He would win the Classic for sure. He'd win probably Paris-Roubaix or Liège-Bastogne-Liège just because that's a classic heavy team. He is the classic king if he wants to be. But also, they got a couple other guys that are really, really good. Keith Redding, why do y'all ride on the road and act like cars won't kill you? Keith. Come on, man.
Wait, did you ask for cycling questions? Yes. Oh, my God.
And he said, why do y'all ride on the road and act like cars won't kill you? I don't act like cars won't kill me. I like to pretend that everyone's going to follow the rules.
I wish there was a bike lane on Donahue all the way down.
I wish there's bike lane on every road in the world all the way down.
Crow, have you taken your bike down the rumble strip yet?
No. I need to make that happen. The Juice said, I have had a Peloton for 2 months and am ready for the Tour de France.
When you're done with the
what are you looking at?
I'm watching Hawks Sixers.
When after that thing's been collecting dust for a year and another 18 months, give me a call. I'll buy it off it.
I would love a Peloton.
I'd love a Peloton too.
I've had one for 2 months, he says. Am I ready for the Tour de France? And I wrote,
yes.
No. No. You're super not. But those things are rad. If you don't have time to ride outside, which I don't know why you don't have time to ride outside.
I don't.
It's the same amount of time. Riding for an hour inside, an hour outside.
If something happens in the house, you can. You're still at the house.
Yeah, and you, and then Bryce J wrote, "How are the views for you, from the sweeping vistas from your forest and windows?"
Yes,
Peloton bike. He's absolutely right. That's the one thing about having a Peloton bike is everyone thinks that you're one of those.
You're rich,
those guys.
They are expensive.
And then Pablo Escobar, everyone's favorite,
recent
Auburn Twitter account. What is your personal record for speed, and how does that compare for the best of the best? Let me tell you something. The more important thing is wattage, Pablo. Wattage is a crazy thing that cyclists keep up with, and it's literally how much electrical power
you produce.
Yeah. So put it this way.
They're just wasting all of it, too. They're not collecting into the battery, man.
Right. I think the University of Colorado Boulder actually put a thing on their exercise bikes in their student activity center to collect the power, and that's like what powers the building.
That's good.
Helps. What happens? Nobody's there.
They have a normal power thing, but
probably just putting.
You're the engineer, Ryan. You tell me what happens when no one's there.
Engineer. Let's talk about how the renewables. We gotta
go nuke or go home.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
My average wattage on my last really really good ride was 140 watts. That's not great. Huh. And that's a pretty decent for me.
Why doesn't every bike have the fan? Like you know.
What do you mean a fan?
Like, you know, like the stationary bikes with the fans?
But like on a moving bike?
The fan
the air resistance
on the stationary bike is to add resistance to make it more difficult. Okay. So my wattage is about 150. Some of these guys are doing 1,000 watts towards the end of races.
What do you think Bo Jackson?
It's also a killer.
What do you think Bo Jackson produces from those thighs?
On a sprint, I bet Bo produced 1,000 watts. A kilowatt.
So a nuclear power plant puts out about 1,000 megawatts, so I'm going to go with that.
Okay. Well, Blake Ells wrote, would y'all stop riding bicycles on sidewalks? Look.
I love bicycles on sidewalks. Everyone talks about how much they hate it. I love it.
I hate it.
I don't care.
Bicycles should ride on the road
uh-huh.
with the flow of traffic on the side of the road. They should have their own lane if they want it. Yeah. That is the way it should ride.
Give them their own lane.
I've never been more for bicycles on the sidewalk than the day that I saw my roommate actually go over the handlebars in front of Ross on campus.
Mm-hmm. And you thought it was funny.
So it was hilarious.
He should always do that. Yeah. I get
that. It made my day, so I should do it often.
Bicycle on the sidewalk is stupid.
I don't like it when the dudes on Donahue take up the whole lane when I'm trying to get home. It's kind of annoying. They get their own
There's
also a lady that walks in town. Have you seen her? But she'll
walk all day.
She'll walk way too close to the road, and it's very dangerous.
She helped me out one time.
Well, she might be.
I hope she is. She helped me out one time. I had a flat tire, and she...
She's nice. She'll wave.
She gave me some Gatorade.
Stay out of the road, lady, if you're listening. Sometimes you get too close to the road. There's too much going on. Scary. Scary.
All right. That's my cycling. One guy said he has people, he encountered people in Auburn and Colorado that have ridden with no helmet against the flow of traffic, which I can't imagine doing that.
Like, dangerous?
I don't know helmet most of the time, but...
They teach kids in bicycle safety to ride against traffic.
You know? Yeah, so you can see what's coming at you.
Yeah,
and that is the dumbest stuff. You are a vehicle.
You can't get running from behind if you.
That's I run. Yes. when you're walking down the street, you're supposed to walk against traffic too.
Well, I know you're supposed to run that way. People say
run or walk,
but like, just ride your bike like you're a car. You are a car.
Yeah.
So you pay taxes too.
Use your hand signals.
Use your hand signals.
You don't pay tags.
Be courteous. Don't ride in the middle of the lane.
Yeah, don't be a jerk. That's just life lessons. Yeah, yeah.
Do wheelies down. Right. Do wheelies if you're going to go.
I'm going to pay some bills.
Take another break. what a funny ad you probably heard. All right.
I hope.
Ryan?
Are we going to talk about football now?
Yeah, man.
I mean, I think we're 45 minutes in.
What?
Something like that.
What? Football. We lost to LSU 23-20. It was not a great game unless you're an Auburn defender.
Look, it was...
We covered.
We did cover the
great
spread.
Great teams cover.
Covered by a lot, actually.
Yeah. It was not... I mean, the spread was what?
10.5, 12?
I don't think there will be a team favored by 12 against us the rest of the way. Just because of the defense.
And we're at home the rest of the season.
And we're at home. And LSU averages 43 points a game.
We are literally at home the rest of the season.
No,
what happens when you don't play at home in October?
Yeah.
LSU averages 46 points a game, and Auburn held them to 23. So literally half of their season output.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just Auburn could not score 24 points, which is just not, which is kind of crazy because they don't have, LSU doesn't have Auburn's defense.
No, we don't have their offense.
You don't have to have LSU's offense to get 24 points.
I mean, their defense is pretty good, though.
Their defense is not as good as LSU defense normally is, but they're okay.
It's good at, they're good at things that are fine to be good at. If you're well, Auburn. Like, it's okay that they're really good at pass defense. We would rather run the ball.
Yeah. Would we? Because we're not very good at it right now.
We can't block for it.
We cannot
block. And we don't have a running back that can make up for it.
Well,
DJ Williams.
DJ Williams, turns out, might be the best running back on the team.
Insert a record scratch here.
Yeah.
Jack.
DJ Williams, if you're looking for offensive bright spots, he's it. He's the only one.
He killed an LSU defender.
Yeah. Oh, he ran some dude plumb over.
Yeah.
I was.
If he had stayed in bounds, we win that game.
Or if he had gone down like 5 yards sooner or something, giving us a little more space down there, I think it would have worked out a little better.
We had some weird play calling in the red zone after both of his long runs.
Just very strange play calling in our own half of the field.
We had the worst, maybe one of the worst bad snaps in Auburn history.
Whew.
Lost about 100,000 yards on that play.
After a big first down, you lose 20.
I mean, just, it wasn't even close. It wasn't like it was over Nick's head. It was like wide right.
What was he?
And over his head.
Yeah, it wasn't like he messed up the snap count. He just like shot that sucker to
outer space. He shanked a snap.
If there were three Bo Nixes, two standing on either side of Bo Nix, it would not have hit any of them. He would have hit zero Bo Nixes.
I don't really understand what that was, how that occurred.
I feel bad for Caleb Kemp because everyone is going to be crushing him. And I think it's not Caleb Kemp's fault. Caleb Kemp should not be Auburn's starting center. It is not his fault that he's the best option we currently have at that position.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
He shouldn't be killed for that. Instead, it should be, hey, look, maybe we should have recruited a different center than Caleb Kemp.
Maybe we should have never hired somebody that didn't like to recruit.
Like, at the end of the
day, just a suggestion.
At the end of the day,
but I mean,
like,
Texas is doing so well right now.
Man.
Are they? Texas is back?
They were
back to being average.
Yeah.
You talk about a position that there is not.
He is still at Texas, right?
Mm-hmm. He is still at Texas. Mm-hmm. There is not a guy on Auburn's five that would start at Alabama or LSU or Georgia. At what point do you get to?
Tega might.
Maybe?
I mean, I don't know their.
Would Tega start at Alabama?
I don't know if their exact
left tackle
personnel, so probably not. He might start at right tackle.
I don't know the depth charts.
He might start at left tackle at LSU. Their tackles weren't great. They were good at holding.
Oh, their offensive line actually sucked.
The most effective block there is in football is if you can get away with holding, do it every time.
Look, it's not easy to hold.
I don't want to know conspiracy theory here, talent, though. There are holding calls where you're like, oh, God, that was holding, but they don't call it.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, subtle-ish. Dudes were in headlocks.
Yeah.
Literal sleeper holds. And the refs were like, I don't know. I don't see anything.
Marlon Davidson said after the game that he was told by the refs, y'all are too good to get calls.
That referee should immediately be fired.
If that was true, the referee should not
immediately be fired and never get another job.
Yeah.
In anything in his whole life. Because that's
just rules.
Idiotic. I guess I will go conspiracy. I think the deck may have been stacked against us from the beginning. They wanted a 1-versus-2 matchup.
The rumor monger, AU Chief.
Well, they would have had it. It would have just been later in the year.
Casually libelous.
No.
No, I'll go full libelous. I think the SEC does crap like that. And
put it one more. The only reason Auburn was ranked number 9 in the country going into last year was so that ESPN has a top 10 matchup.
Sure.
There's no way we should have been ranked 9.
But the SEC office is over the SEC officials.
The team that beat us. We ranked ahead of Florida going into that game.
Yeah.
We ranked ahead of Florida going into the LSU game.
Oh, going into the LSU
game. Yeah.
Yes.
But also Georgia was ahead of us, which doesn't make any sense.
I mean, there's no other explanation for those blatant holes. And then the only holding call they call on them.
Helps them win the game.
Helps them win in the game.
Which is a weird loophole in the rules.
It's the dumbest thing ever.
It's basically the only time that rule can screw over the defending team like it did Auburn.
Ever. In my opinion, I don't care what point of the game it is. If there's a holding call.
Clock stops.
The clock should stop and reset back to what it was.
Yeah. Well, in that case, you would just hold every time you throw an incomplete pass. You just hold.
Stop the clock.
Yeah.
No, so if you're not
familiar, if it's a dead ball. Now, if the clock was already running, then it just runs. Like that's how
that if you're
work.
Not familiar, the clock was at 2.5 minutes or so?
Yeah. No, it was like 2:40. Like
it was over two. Between 2 and 3 minutes.
It was really close.
Auburn should have gotten the snap, at least one snap, basically.
Yes. On first down, LSU runs for a first down, is called for holding, and the ball comes back. It's still first down, but the clock then ran. If the clock had been under 2 minutes when the ball was snapped, it would have stopped the clock. But for pace of play issues to keep the clock moving when it shouldn't really matter, outside of 2 minutes, the clock keeps running after penalty.
Right.
Because it was a run play that was downed inbounds.
It sucks.
Yeah. If there's more than 2 minutes, or if there's more than 3 minutes, really, that Auburn's still going to get the ball back either way.
Yeah.
But it's just that tiny little time frame where Auburn got screwed by it.
And, LSU's going to win the national championship. I said it last week. I'll say it again.
It's going to be them or Ohio State.
LSU's the best football team in America. Joe Burrow is really, really good.
Trust James Franklin to
Clemson.
And LSU doesn't play a defense like Auburn the rest of the way. And they might not play Alabama with Tua. So they might literally just...
Oh, no. Tua's bad. He's going to be bad.
He's going to play. He might not be healthy.
He might be rushed back with a surgically repaired ankle after a week. That seems...
Did they do surgery?
Yes.
I thought they did end up doing surgery. I thought that was the...
Tua. Surgery.
Okay. I thought it didn't require surgery. I thought that's what happened.
3 days ago, Montgomery Advertiser says highly unlikely to Tagovailoa returns for the LSU game.
Oh, they're done then. Well. So... if that's the case, if he doesn't play, they're not going to win. That's all there is to it. Like,
yeah,
man alive.
I'm trying to figure out what all he got done to him.
Well, all right,
got poked and prodded.
So here's the thing.
Surgery. 20 days removed from surgery.
So no, there's no way he plays. We were talking in the chat today about how some of us think that maybe Auburn goes 10-2 this year. Because I don't think
it's still on the table.
I don't think there's any reason why we couldn't. I think we can beat up Georgia. I think we can beat
this Georgia team. Looks very beatable.
Yeah,
especially with the way Auburn plays
at home with this defense. I think
they might not score 7 points against Auburn.
Sure. So if we end up 10-2 and Bama ends up 10-2, who do you guys think is going to be ranked higher?
Who's Bama's second? LSU and
LSU Auburn? And us, okay. And us is their last loss of the season.
Then we would be ranked higher because we played them last.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Because I'm not so sure.
I think we would be one spot higher.
Yeah, because of when it happened.
But.
So it'd be 8-9 or something stupid like that?
I could see Alabama getting a New Year's 6 bid ahead of us.
Yeah.
Because of that.
They could be in the Sugar Bowl, we'll go to the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah.
But I think if it was.
Because they'll be like, oh, they lost the game without two.
Be
the LSU.
Well, the college football playoff.
What if they put them in the playoff?
Well, no, the playoff has a clause in the way that it looks at win-loss. If you're without a significant player, they can disregard that loss. And you could make the case to the best player in college football. So that's a fairly significant player.
We just burn the whole place down if this happens, right? Right.
Well, speaking of the best player in college football, you know who's even money today? For the Heisman?
Joe Burrow.
Do you know what he was preseason odds? 200-1.
Guys, he's okay.
If you put $100 down on Joe Burrow.
That son of a gun.
He didn't really do anything that special against us.
Yeah, not against us.
Yeah, and he ate us up underneath.
Yeah.
He still threw for like 300-something yards.
Yeah.
He had more yards passing than Auburn had total offense. Yeah. by over 100 yards.
They didn't put it in the end zone that much, though.
No.
It's because they don't have a great running game.
This thing is, this was their worst game for the Dolphins.
Played so well, too. Yeah. Towards the end of the game.
If you put $100 down on Joe Burrow in the Heisman preseason, just as a flyer, you're an LSU fan, like, yeah, you know what? It might happen. You would be up to win 20 grand if you won the Heisman.
What if you put one down on Bo Nix?
You would not be winning 20 grand.
You'd be out $100? Is yeah. that what you're telling me?
So next week, Auburn plays Ole Miss. If Auburn loses to Ole Miss, Gus is probably not making it back to his house without being fired.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, you Ole Miss is bad. This Ole Miss team.
This Ole Miss team is real bad. They've got some pretty...
I mean, they're no worse than we thought they were going to be. They're,
right.
They're just not good.
They're pretty bad. They're worse than I thought they... I thought they'd be somewhat improved because I thought their receivers were really good. They beat Vandy like a drum.
Who doesn't?
But they lost to Missouri. They lost to Texas A&M. They've lost to Alabama. They've lost to Cal. They've lost to Memphis.
So what you're telling me is they're due for a win.
Yeah. They beat Southeast Louisiana.
Sela.
And Vandy. That's it? They got two wins?
They had three.
They may end the season with two wins.
That's what they beat. Google.
So honestly, I'm not sure what they're doing at quarterback.
Ole Miss football.
It was three wins. They're 3-5. They're 2-3 in the conference. Yeah. They're 0-3 away.
So Matt Corral was the starting quarterback to start the year. John Reese Plumlee came in for a couple weeks, and I'm not sure where they're at now.
Okay.
So I think Plumlee had an injury last week or whatever the last game was.
They beat Arkansas.
Okay. Hey. Ole Miss is not last in the SEC West.
Arkansas's got to be, man. That's the worst football team in America.
They're not even – they're fifth in the SEC West, according to Google.
That Egg Bowl is going to be pretty fun. It might be for bowl eligibility.
This is their wear red game. They have a wear red game bit on away games.
That is
– so they're wearing.
So they'll blend in?
They're wearing red.
It'll kind of look like orange.
At Auburn.
I guess it's better than blue, which...
Here's what I know about Gus. After a loss, he's usually fairly good.
Mm-hmm. I think he's like 9-1 after a loss.
Against like unranked...
We've lost more than 10 games.
Yeah, you're right.
Against unranked SEC West opponents, he's usually just salts the earth.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of normally what happens.
Oh, I think we're going to kill them this week.
I think this looks like the 2017.
I think we're just going to destroy them. And Matt Luke's going to be over there with his two first names just...
Double gospel.
About to be out of a job.
It goes double gospel.
What's frustrating is I can easily see this being just like the Arkansas game, where it's, oh, well, here's all these things we did wrong on offense.
We're fixing them all this game.
Yeah, so Schwartz is going to get a bunch of carries and receptions.
Hey, I'm going to this game now.
There you go.
So, good times. And
I'm tailgating.
Is Jordan nice. Next weekend?
2 weeks. Bye week.
Oh, we have another bye.
Second bye. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, do we want to talk about this game anymore? I don't want to just totally dismiss it.
We're just going to beat them. Like, it's not that important to talk about it. Whatever, man.
Whatever, man.
How do we make it interesting? Like, how many snaps does Joey Gatewood get? Like, I don't know.
Ooh, here we go.
Probably not many.
DJ Williams going to start the game, maybe? He should.
He should.
All right. Here's your hypothetical.
I don't want to see Cam Martin anymore.
Here's your hypothetical.
I'm done with Boo Boo.
Here's your hypothetical for the week. Mm-hmm. Over under 13 carries. No. 15 carries.
Ooh.
DJ Williams. Over under 15 carries.
I'll take the under.
He had the most carries last week and he had 11.
Yeah, we're playing LSU.
Yeah, and I don't think he's going to be in the game all game against Ole Miss.
I think Shivert. I think it's going to be about even. It's going to be about here's 10 what apiece. I think.
The leader might have 10 or 11.
I think he showed something last week, and Gus is going to go, yep, yeah, well, here's your guy, and we're running him into the ground. And we're going to just literally...
Is he going to get the carry-on treatment?
Run his shoulders in the dust before...
before Georgia Bama.
He might get 55 carries.
I mean, the good news is there's only four games left, so can't kill him too hard, right?
Yeah, Auburn's unranked.
Say that, Chief.
Unranked.
Yeah. Say that.
Justin Ferguson had the best tweet, the most telling tweet of the Gus era right now. Auburn's offensive yards per game versus ranked teams versus unranked teams. We're sitting at 476 a game this year versus unranked teams. And with ranked teams, we're sitting at a paltry 313. So Ole Miss is decidedly unranked. Mm. I could see us putting.
We're going to put 600 yards.
Fear God into them.
I'm going to say it right now. We're going to put 600 yards up on these guys. We're going to just.
See, I think it's more likely we shut them out than we do that.
No.
Because their offense is.
We're never going to shut anybody out.
Their offense is not
good. Decided we're never shutting anyone out. The thing is, I think about this, and that sounds so negative. It's just that there's so much. Your defense can be the best defense on the face of the planet.
And if you throw an interception on the 20-yard line,
it
doesn't matter.
Or you got the fifth string in.
Yeah, like there's so many other things that go into like they're going to score some points, and it's tough. The team just has to be.
Does this Ole Miss team beat Tulane at home? Let's say Ole Miss hosts Tulane.
Well, Memphis. Let's see. Did Memphis beat Tulane by a lot? Is that what I remember?
Hey Siri.
Okay, no, she's asleep.
She's down there. Okay, good. Did Memphis beat Tulane?
Yes, Memphis won 47-17 on October 19th. Oh, beat the dog crap.
Right, and Memphis played a tight game against Ole Miss earlier in the season.
Thanks. No, they didn't. They beat the stink out of them.
Well, they beat the stink out of them, but it was like 13-3 or something like that.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Can we kick Ole Miss out of the SEC? I've been thinking about this for years, too.
It was 15-10.
Okay, 15-10. I'm sorry.
So but Memphis was up 13-0 at halftime.
Hey, Ole Miss Tulane would be a fun bowl game.
Do you remember Ole Miss being this inept before? Because, you know, in your formative years, Ole Miss was decent.
What do you consider my formative years?
I don't know.
My early college years was when they had the
Hugh Freeze. They
were recruiting like crazy.
Right.
Yeah. But then before that, they were god-awful.
Oh, the Houston Nutt teams were okay. No, they won 10 games one time. I don't know. I don't know if okay is. They beat Tebow.
The last time I remember them being good, well, yeah, but they weren't good.
They have never been good, ever.
No.
Except for the Hugh Freeze.
The Eli Manning lived. Teams the last time. I'm really,
they were and they weren't, right. They weren't very good. They beat us, unfortunately.
No, we're due for a bad team every once in a while.
That's just Ole Miss. They can leave with Missouri as far as I'm concerned. I mean, they're racists and, I don't know.
Yeah.
Say no more, fam.
Painting some broad strokes there.
Not Missouri. Sorry, you guys. I don't know enough about you guys. Just know you guys are Big 12 as hell.
And yeah.
You should probably just go back to the Big 12.
They're really
they're doing a good
10.
Job of
or Big 10. They're really Big 10.
They're doing a good job of making up with their Big 12 rivals. I think somebody else could take a hand there.
Yeah, Texas A&M stinks.
Yeah.
So,
well, they're weirdos.
And nobody wants them.
This is just me talking bad about all the other teams in the league.
So. How do you feel about, or sorry, Chief, how do you feel about Georgia?
Well,
yeah. We can't share that here.
It's a family pod, Ryan.
Great googly moogly.
Oh, man. Well, we play Ole Miss. We're going to beat them. What
else? Got some basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Exhibition basketball.
We're going to overreact to a scrimmage.
No.
Oh, I can't wait.
I don't. I was, you guys, when we lost to Barry, I was like, okay, whatever.
I can't wait till Austin.
Yeah, but no, but what if we win by like 90?
And Austin Wiley has 46-20.
what would it take for you to overreact?
He just, Chief. Wilt Chamberlain's.
Samir goes 15-for-15 for three.
Have a lot of relations after the game. Like, what are you talking about?
Austin Wiley is Bill Walton out there.
High as a kite.
Nothing.
No, Brian, here's the thing.
Bill Walton was an excellent basketball
Bill
player.
Bill Walton,
NCAA. But you're telling me he wasn't smoking weed when he was playing basketball?
No, he definitely was.
Okay, so what's the problem?
Bill Walton in 1970.
He was probably high on acid.
In 1973, Ryan, Bill Walton played the national championship for the UCLA Bruins. I wasn't alive, neither was Chief.
No, I wasn't.
Really?
My father used to tell me about this game all the time because he was in college and watching on a tiny black and white TV and they couldn't believe what they were seeing. This man, Bill Walton, hit 21 of 22 for 44 points. It's 44 points.
The monster.
21 of 22 in the national championship game, 44 points in a win.
At what point do you just start fouling him?
Well, it sounds like he had all his free throws.
Well, no, he was 2 of 2.
Yeah.
I mean,
Bill Walton is a
just tackle him.
Legitimate Hall of Famer. Like,
oh, yeah.
Because is he not already in the Hall of Fame?
But because, no, he super is.
Okay.
Yeah, he's making sure first ballot.
But because he's this kooky old deadhead.
He kind of has like, the Charles Barkley tier where people forget that he was like,
yeah,
he was
an amazing.
He was a problem. Yeah.
You did not want to face this guy. Oh, man. Yeah.
What are we looking forward to the most in basketball season?
I just want to see his play, man.
He didn't get to the line a lot. in his career, Bill Walton. Anyway, what I'm looking forward to the most,
I want to see Austin Wiley become what we want him. We've always wanted him to become a double double guy.
Yeah, he doesn't have to be Shaq.
Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah,
pretty high bar there.
He could probably miss free throws like Shaq.
Yeah, he just has to. If all Austin Wiley has to do is
10 and 10, man.
If he got, yeah, I would say if he got 15 and 8,
yeah.
I'm thrilled.
15 points?
If he averaged 15 points a game. Oh, my God. Let's see.
Austin That'd make him like the greatest center Auburn's ever had if he averaged 15 points.
Right now, he's averaging. Charles Barkley
play center?
Well.
He averages 7.5 a game. Okay. His best.
6'4 center, but sure.
Austin's best year was last year. People don't realize. He actually had his best year last year.
No, he's played 2 seasons.
Points per game his first year when he was high school senior, he averaged 8.8 points a game.
Yeah.
Last year, he averaged less, but he was so much better at everything else last year. I would say if he continues to improve from a PER standpoint, he went from a 19 his first year to a 25 last year.
25 is
bonkers. Yeah, it's like so good.
Getting you mentioned for all conference.
It's so good. If he could have a 27 PER stay healthy this year.
Stay healthy is the key.
Yeah.
He's got to play more than 18 minutes a game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would like to see him have about 2 win chairs or 1. 1 total win chair would be nice.
Really?
Advanced that. Right now, he's at a 0.177 win share per 40 minutes.
Oh, you're talking about...
Yeah. Sorry. Right. If he could have a 2 win share total.
This season?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he was at a 1.7.
I noticed that. That was an interesting thing last year. Looking back at our all-decade team, the 3 top players in win shares over the last decade for Auburn were Jared Harper, Bryce Brown, and Chuma Piki.
Well, that's those wins.
That doesn't just come from wins, though.
It does. You don't have a lot of win shares. You don't have a lot of wins.
Well, right. But the 3 best seasons were all last season.
Yeah, because our number one last year. You know our number one.
We made a Final Four. That makes sense.
Yeah, Chuma, Jared, Bryce, and
even
all had over 1.
Malik Dunbar would have been the best player on a win share basis on, I think, 8 of the 10 teams in the last decade.
Yeah, Malik Dunbar was an amazing player.
He had 3 win shares.
Malik Dunbar would have been the best player on every team outside the last 2 years.
Until Mustafa got to Auburn?
Yeah. More or less. Maybe, I would say, a greater than 3 win share year for Austin.
Yeah.
For the whole full soul season.
I am excited.
Be great.
To
You're
see,
at 6 last year.
I'm excited to see the fan base pick up and engage this team the way we did last year.
Yeah. Well, they won't. And here's the problem.
It's not going
to
be the same.
I'm super excited to see everybody be really pissed off about this team losing game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, what's going to happen? And I hate that it's going to happen. But at some point, this team's going to lose a winnable game.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone's going to get mad. Yeah. And they're going to act like we deserve a Final Four every year. Stop. And that Bruce just can't give it.
Guys, the only goal any team should ever have is to make the tournament.
Make the tournament.
That's the only goal that any team should
and
ever
that,
have.
That goes for every sport.
Yeah.
Make the playoffs.
Yeah, make the playoffs.
Once you're in the playoffs, anything can happen. Make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Just ask the Braves. They make it every year. Isn't that great?
Nope.
Not at all, Crow.
No, it sucks.
Not at all.
Sucks real bad, Crow. Thanks for bringing it up. Of course, for a time there, we weren't making the playoffs. So,
what's better, making the playoffs or not?
Well, okay, you have somewhat of a point.
As a Rangers fan, I know very deeply what it's like to not even be.
Speaking of, go Astros.
Yeah, sure. The Disastros are no longer the Disastros. Mm-hmm. All right. That's good. And also, don't be one of those people.
Today,
some stupid games.
Yeah, don't be it. Don't be an a-hole.
Yeah.
Today, as we record this, is my sister's 20th birthday.
Hey, happy birthday.
She shares a birthday with Gus Malzahn.
Rachel Walker, happy birthday if you hear this. If you know her, tell her happy belated birthday, I guess. 20 years
Chief,
old.
Chief, does she listen to the show?
No. Hell no. She has no idea I do this show. Nice. No one I know has any idea.
Does she know your persona as a new chief?
I mean, she would know chief because she was little chief.
Sure.
As a child.
If she stumbled upon the Twitter account AU Chief, would she be like, oh, yeah, that's my brother.
Man, this guy's great.
Maybe.
She's like, hey, Chief, do you know this guy, AU Chief?
Could she dox
you? She would
you
never call
Could me. She dox you is my question.
We could dox you.
She runs it.
Well, yeah, no.
I don't think my sister has Twitter. You know, the younger kids. They don't like
it's all
Twitter.
About TikTok these days.
We're on the TikTok. The just twitching.
The Snapchat and stuff. I don't know. She plays Fortnite. I don't know. I don't know what these kids do these days. Anyway, happy birthday, Rachel.
Playing your Nintendos.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.